That's my husband telling me, he said he never has seen such a hot-headed woman in all his life.
None of men disjudge women so bad.
Well, I tell you one reason is they all kind of try to find an excuse for themselves.
That's the truth.
That's exactly what's mad at my husband.
Well, mine do too, but I don't like you. I don't let him get away with mine.
Well, I tell you, the way I do mine, see, he's determined I'm not going to go to school, and I'm determined I am.
That's right.
And when I married 18 years old and left school to get married, I said, okay, when my last child goes to school, you know, starts up school, I'm going back to school. And I said, not you, not them, not nobody's going to keep you from. Of course, I wasn't planning on, I didn't know I was going to have 12 children.
Yeah.
But anyhow, so when Mike finally got in, I started back. He hadn't quit raising the roof off the house yet. He's just still having a fit about it.
He ought not.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, little mate. I want people to know I am also a person.
That's right. See, you done had them children nice time for you to enjoy it.
Well, and the thing about it is, suppose he were to die tomorrow, what would I do? Stop.
I'll go back to work.
I don't know how to work. I don't know what to do. I didn't know how to do anything. So I had to go back and learn.
That's right.
And the first place, I think, is his, he ought to be glad. Yeah,
that's right.
Who knows? Now, suppose I told you, I said, ooh, I have worked so hard today. I am just absolutely, I can't. I'd say, I'm so what? I'm so
so tired, I don't know what to do.
And suppose you say, I just don't think I can even make it in yonder. I am just.
Just wore out.
Yeah, just exhausted, just done in. Yeah. Now, suppose somebody is so tired till they have a heart attack or something.
Yeah.
Now, you say, I mean, you know, they really had overdone. You say, well, he just absolutely
overworked himself.
Yeah, just killed himself.
That's
right. Now, my husband, I don't think he's ever going to do that. He thinks he's already done it. Suppose I say, well, I'm not good for anything anymore. I'm just all
tuckered out.
Yeah, I'm just no good anymore.
Well,
now suppose that somebody is always, you know, just full of pep, and they're sitting there and you say, oh, he just
what? Just jumping up and flopping around.
Yeah.
Too fast.
Just raring to go.
Yeah.
Other people weigh you out too somehow. Mm-hmm. Now suppose I said, ooh, I had the best time at that party. I had a sure enough, what kind of time?
Well, I say, some people say they have a good time at a party. Well, I say some look for drinking,
yeah.
But some don't. It's left to have a good time eating and serve.
Yeah.
Well, now that's what I'd call a good time.
Well, of course, I have never had a drop of drink in my life.
No.
And I don't approve of it because I didn't grow up in that kind of family, but I don't have hardly a friend that doesn't drink. You know,
doesn't
they look
drink.
Like they got a drink or else it's no fun.
No.
But I tell you, I had one uncle who committed suicide because he couldn't quit drinking. He was losing his eyesight.
Mm-hmm.
I never forget that. He was a wonderful man. He really was. He was just a wonderful man. Everybody loved him, but that was the trouble. Everybody loved him. Come on, Joe, have a drink.
That's right.
Come on, Joe, have a drink. Well, of course, you know, you can't just keep on doing that.
No. But you know what's unfortunate? If they sick and they love that stuff, you know they'll drink it until they die.
That's right. And Uncle Joe just could not look like he, you know, once he got onto it, he just couldn't. And it just killed Grandma because Grandma was old, you know, one of these kind of real wonderful Christian people. And it really, it just, and there wasn't anything she could do about it.
No.
He was a grown man. But imagine him shooting himself.
No, no.
That was just a terrible.
Was a terrible shocking to
him. Yeah, and Grandma, she died the next year. One of my uncles, now she had three boys. One of them did that. And the other one got drowned.
Drowned.
And I don't know how that happened. He had a late place in his old family. They were right there, and somehow or other, they think he might have had a heart attack, but then his wife said he absolutely did not, that he just got stepped off in a hole.
And might have just stepped off in a suck hole.
Yeah, and then that's what happened, you know, but.
Yes.
And yeah, then we had our doctor, who was just like Grandma's son. She just loved him. I called him Uncle Walter. Anyhow, he had a hemorrhage or stroke, you know.
Yeah.
And he just died that same year. Now those three died.
Three.
And next year she died. She just couldn't
get over.
Uh-huh.